Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Fallon Farley, and it is my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. I just recently graduated from Beeson Divinity School with my master's, and I'm still currently serving here as our student ministry resident. And my husband, Chris, is also on staff here, and he works with our Active Christian Living Ministries and our music ministry. This Advent, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Thursday, December 26th, and the passage we're reading from is Luke 2, 22 through 38, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. The title in my Bible says, Jesus Presented at the Temple. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word. One of my favorite Advent songs is Light of the World, the Behold version by Lauren Daigle. And it is one of my favorites because it so beautifully portrays the hope of the Christmas story. The lyrics for the bridge go, For all who wait, for all who hunger, for all who've prayed, for all who wonder, behold your King, behold Messiah, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, glory to the light of the world. Jesus' birth meant that the long-awaited Messiah had come and that he would bring salvation to the world. From the very beginning in Genesis, we see that God intended his salvation to be for all people. When God first called Abraham, he promised that through Abraham, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. In our passage, we see this promise both fulfilled and realized. Both Simeon and Anna are two faithful Israelites who have been eagerly waiting for the promised Messiah. Luke mentions that God had revealed to Simeon that he would not see death until he had seen the Messiah. Upon seeing the newborn Jesus in his mother's arms, Simeon rejoices. Not only does Simeon see the fulfillment of God's word to him, but he also sees the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham all the way back in Genesis. This little baby is God's salvation, a light of revelation to the Gentiles. Simeon realizes this, and both he and Anna praise God. No longer did they have to wait. No longer did they have to hope, for they beheld God's promised Savior with their very own eyes. The Messiah was finally here, and he would be a light of God's revelation, not only to their people, but to all people. For all who wait, for all who hunger, for all who've prayed, for all who wonder, behold your King, behold Messiah. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, had come to bring hope and salvation for all the world. And while Lauren Daigle's song primarily focuses our attention on Jesus' birth, her lyrics still ring true for us today. We have seen the light of Christ and have received his salvation, but we are still waiting for his return. But waiting in a broken world is not easy. We wait, we hunger, we pray, and we wonder. So in the midst of a broken and suffering world, how do we wait and hope for Christ like Simeon and Anna? Behold your King, behold Messiah, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us. Simeon and Anna kept their focus on God's promises and his promise-keeping character. We too must fix our gaze on the light of the world and cling to his faithfulness, knowing that one day we will be singing, "Glory to the light of the world," as we behold him with our very own eyes. As we continue to celebrate our Savior's birth, I encourage you to either pull up Spotify or Apple Music and find Lauren Daigle's song, and specifically the Behold version, because that's the best one. But I encourage you to pull it up and listen to it and use this as an opportunity to behold your King, to behold Messiah, to worship the Lord and to praise him that we now have salvation because of the light of the world. He has come and he has brought us hope that surpasses all circumstances.